Station. Number one.
You know, the noise in my dorm has really gotten out of control. My roommate and I can rarely get to sleep before midnight.
Why don't you take the problem up with the dorm supervisor?
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number two.
That's a nice computer you have.
Now all I have to do is figure out how to use it.
What does the man imply? Number three.
Your little nephew is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, he must be at least 3 feet tall already.
What do the speakers say about the woman's nephew? Number four.
Deborah says she's going to stay up all night studying for her exam tomorrow morning.
Wouldn't she be better off getting a good night's sleep so she'll feel fresh in the morning?
What does the man imply? Number five.
Did you pick up your letter at the post office?
No, I got my roommate to do it.
What happened to the letter? Number six.
Have you asked your brother to do the dishes?
Thousands of times.
What does the man mean? Number seven.
Tom and I are having a party next week. We wondered if you and Jill would be free to join us.
Sounds great, but I better talk to Jill before we say yes.
What does the man imply? Number eight.
Hi, I see you're walking. Where's your bicycle today?
Oh, I bent the wheel yesterday, so I had to take it to the shop.
What does the woman mean? Number nine.
Joe took a taxi home alone 10 minutes ago.
I wonder why he didn't wait for me to go with him.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
I hear your older sister is on the Olympic team and on the honors list. She must be quite a person.
She sure is. I've always looked up to her.
What does the man say about his sister? Number 11.
What a morning. My train usually takes 45 minutes, but today it took me over an hour to get to campus.
I saw signs in the station that construction would be going on for the next 3 months.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Number 12.
On my way up to your office, I found this briefcase in the elevator. What do you think I should do?
Take it to the receptionist. The lost and found box is there.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 13.
Could you please tell me where I can find a CD by the Beatles?
Sure. It would be over there with all the CDs in pop rock. They're arranged alphabetically by group.
In what kind of store does this conversation take place? Number 14.
Have you heard that Professor Jones is retiring?
Yes. The faculty won't find anyone to fill her shoes.
What does the woman imply about Professor Jones? Number 15.
What a wonderful performance! The marching band has never sounded better.
Thanks. I guess all those hours of practice are finally paying off.
What does the woman mean? Number 16.
What's Laura doing here today? I thought she was supposed to be out of the office on Mondays. She decided she'd rather have Fridays off instead.
What can be inferred about Laura? Number 17.
I've got a coupon for half-off dinner at that new restaurant down the street. I think I'll use it when my cousin comes for a visit this weekend.
Where did you get it? I wouldn't mind trying that place out, too.
What does the man want to know? Number 18.
I'm thinking of getting a new printer.
I'd invest in a laser printer. The print quality's much better.
What does the woman mean? Number 19.
We've got a whole hour before the Browns come by to pick us up.
Yeah, but we better get moving.
What does the woman suggest they do? Number 20.
Do you still want to go to graduate school after you get out of college?
I've changed my mind about that. I want to start working before I go back to school.
What does the woman mean? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
I just heard there are going to be showers on and off all weekend.
There goes the picnic.
What does the man mean? Number 22.
I'm getting worried about Jennifer. All she talks about these days is her volleyball team, and all she does is practice.
Her grades will fall for sure. Let's try to find her after dinner and talk some sense into her.
What are the speakers probably going to tell Jennifer? Number 23.
I'm not sure that Mike will be able to find an apartment before school starts, even though he's been looking for weeks.
Frankly, I think the odds are against him at this point.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
I'm not accustomed to using a gas stove.
simple. Just turn the knob until the burner lights, then adjust the flame.
What is the man going to do? Number 25.
I must admit that since I started exercising, I've been feeling less tired.
What did I tell you?
What does the man mean? Number 26.
The subway sure is packed this morning.
Yeah, it's a pain, but if we all drove every day, we wouldn't be able to breathe in this city.
What does the woman imply? Number 27.
This room is freezing.
You can say that again.
What does the woman mean? Number 28.
I'm really sorry my article didn't make the deadline. I guess I held up everything, huh?
Well, not exactly. But I wouldn't look for it in this month's newsletter.
What does the woman imply? Number 29.
If you could, would you trade places with your sister?
Yeah, she's got it made.
What does the woman mean? Number 30.
Don't you want to have dinner before you go to your evening class?
I'll grab a snack at the break. That should hold me over till I get back.
What will the woman probably do? This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page. Now read along.